Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we discuss our four nice selections this year, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula.
I'm so glad that you wrote here in the notes about Jane's childhood, because we haven't talked that much about the Red Room, for example. The Red Room being that Jane has, she's in a situation where she is the ward of her aunt who does not like her and resents having to take care of her. That aunt has a son, John, who can do no wrong, and the son is a bully toward her.
Yes, he is.
And so when Jane dares to retaliate, he physically attacks her, she attacks back, and,
Self-defense, right?
Yeah, she is the one who is held culpable for that and locked up in the Red Room. And the thing with the Red Room is she considers it haunted by the ghost of her dead uncle. And so for her, it is not just confinement, it is kind of a psychological torture.
Oh, it's terrible. It's scary. The intentional abuse of inflicted upon her. I mean, some of that, that's just so awful. And her childhood was not a happy one with that. And I think that it's fair to say that as an adult, she's scarred by those experiences as a child. And they inform her decision-making and her character in good ways and bad. I mean, there's things that make her strong, right? But they can also be things that cause her to have wounds and be hurt by things that happen when she's an adult.
And what I find interesting is that it's a major theme of Bronte's book, this idea of forgiveness. Yeah. So she does have this abusive childhood with her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the book, it is a key point that she can forgive that aunt, even though that aunt is still upset with her.
And says horrible things on her deathbed to Jane. I mean, she's still letting her have it. It's just awful. That is an unredeemed aunt.
So it's important to Bronte that her main character be able to forgive, mm-hmm. even when maybe that forgiveness is not deserved by the perpetrator.
To rise above the evil perpetrated upon you and forgive those evildoers. I mean, that's a Christ-like thing, right? Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Well, these abusers knew what they do. They knew what they did, right? But the thought is forgive them anyway. And, I think that you're right, that was, I think that's probably one of the main messages that Bronte wanted this book to have for people. And I think she was very effective with that. The deathbed scene with the aunt, or I don't know if you want to say deathbed, but the conversations when the aunt is dying that happened between the aunt and Jane, the unrelenting, evil, nasty cruelty of the aunt, and Jane's responses to that are so effective. I mean, she really genuinely forgives this woman who to the last gasp of her dying breath wants to harm her, one way or another.
Yeah, and I think that could be a whole nother conversation. Yeah. I don't know if we have the depth to get
I think we have
today.
Spiritual stuff, spiritual stuff is coming up in our future, but we might get back around to some of these introductory thoughts.
And then you had alluded that also in Jane's childhood, she was at an orphanage, a charity school, that was abusive, that basically relied on giving the children the bare minimum to the point at which they were half starved. They didn't have, enough clothing mm-hmm. to make it through.
It wasn't like a boarding school the way you think of, they're off to boarding school. No one like that, might not quite have been Oliver Twist bad orphanage, but it was a pretty unpleasant place to be. And they didn't even have, when they were, sick. They didn't even have proper health care, and that's how Jane's little friend dies in childhood, you know. So
right.
Jane had definitely had some, you know, bad things happen in her childhood after she left her aunt's house and was put in that school, and, you know, I think all those things scarred her and stayed with her and informed on who she became as a young adult.
What I find interesting is that much is made of Jane forgiving her Aunt Reed,
mm-hmm.
or her Aunt Reed,
Aunt Reed.
British.
Yeah.
But not much is made of her ever forgiving Brocklehurst, who is the head
yeah.
of that school. I can't think of a single moment in which she depicts him as anything but cruel, strict,
mm-hmm.
evil. There's not. She doesn't feel compelled to forgive him.
No. Yeah, and I find that. That, you know, kind of is interesting to me from the point of view of what I wonder what Bronte was thinking in that decision to not go there with Brocklehurst, because was it a woman to woman forgiveness thing? Was it family forgiveness? But she didn't want to go as far as saying I forgive this evil man who had a position of authority over little children. It was a school for girls. I mean, there weren't boys there. It was all girls. So, you know, it's interesting, and I don't know that I've ever been able to find in any academic research or anything where Bronte, anybody's figured out that answer to that question. Was that a, you know, why would Bronte choose to have her forgive the one but not the other?
Right. Right, and I have two possible theories for that.
Oh, good!
Aunt Reed, her cruelty only affects Jane. Brocklehurst's mm-hmm. cruelty affects Jane and multiple other children to the point of death.
Yeah, which almost begs the question, wouldn't Bronte need that person to be the one that's the most forgiven if she really was going for that Christian forgiveness thing? Because that's the larger forgiveness, right? Not only did you wound me, but you killed off my friend, in effect. It's so strange. I like your theory, though. I like that. So
right.
We'll
the other,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, the other theory I have is that there's much more of a spiritual element to Brocklehurst misusing
mm-hmm.
the Bible as justification for the deprivation.
Yeah.
And so maybe she finds that harder to forgive.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's unforgivable. Using religion, using God, using Jesus for anything that's ugly, mean, cruel, and evil is unforgivable. And counter to everything that Jesus supposedly actually believed and said and taught. And so, how could Jane forgive Brocklehurst? She couldn't, because he's unforgivable. At the same time, I wonder again why Bronte didn't try to go there and have at least Jane struggle out loud, if you will, so that we would know she tried but then couldn't or something. You know, it's an interesting omission in the story, I think.
Right. That's all I have to say about Jane Eyre. Did you want to add anything else?
We'll talk more about all those other issues with Jane Eyre later, but let's move on. Join us next time as we continue our discussion in our four nice books, Jane Eyre, Gone with the Wind, Little Women, and Dracula. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.